A conflict zone is emerging in the new South Sudan. Engineers and young people are needed to sail the high seas, and Christians in the West can affect families for Christ in the former Soviet Union. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Sudan is denying responsibility for dropping four bombs on a South Sudan refugee camp, despite eyewitnesses of planes often used by Sudan and direct accusations from governments. Sudan claims they had nothing to do with Thursday's bombings. The disagreement, alongside ongoing conflicts, has put the fear of war in many. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton explains.
There is a conflict zone between those two lines where both countries claim that territory. Both countries claim the people and the property and the resources in that band. And so the recipe for conflict is there.
If war breaks out, Christians could be a target.
It could potentially be an issue of persecution of Christians, because often the northern government has in the past targeted churches, targeted pastors, and sort of made that a part of their mission.
Pray for earthly and heavenly peace. Meanwhile, a missionary family plans to move to South Sudan despite the risks involved. Lynn Fogelman and his wife Sharon will leave for the mission field with the Mission Society in February. Lynn says amid tension, part of their job will include peacekeeping.
The tribes that make up South Sudan, they just must continue to maintain that solidarity.
More directly, though, the Fogelmans, who are both family physicians, will be in the poor, refugee-ridden area of Ye.
To work with the villagers that are living near churches that have been planted in that area within the last 6 years, and helping to teach them about disease prevention, incorporating the gospel story as well.
Financial support is a prayer concern till February, and safety when the Fogelmans arrive. Learn more about their work at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. The Ship Ministry of Operation Mobilizations had a busy year. The Logos Hope spent time in many of the countries where the world saw the Arab Spring bring down entire governments. OM's Miles Tave says the ship was in Libya, Egypt, Lebanon, and the United Arab Emirates before it headed to Sri Lanka, India, and now Malaysia. Tave says they have a couple of needs. One is for a marine engineer.
The shipping industry worldwide is suffering a shortage of trained marine personnel, but it affects us particularly hard, because we are looking for people who will volunteer, give up great careers, making lots of money,
to serve the Lord full time. The other need?
We are looking for young people, and we actually probably have fewer American young people on board now than we have for many, many years. So we are looking for people to come for 2 years.
If you're feeling called to serve, go to our website and we'll connect you with OM's work there. And you wouldn't think that $25 would have much of an impact on a child, much less an entire family. But that's exactly what can happen as you get involved with Russian Ministries Project Hope. President of Russian Ministries Sergei Rakuba says,
Project Hope is to empower the evangelical church in Russia to provide resources for them so that they will be able to pack those gifts of hope for children and will deliver to those needy children over Russian Christmas time in December and January.
Since it's nearly impossible to get gift boxes into Russia, Russian churches buy gifts and Bibles to hand out at Christmas. Rakuba says these boxes will be delivered to difficult places,
like Northern Caucasus, that's predominantly influenced by the neighboring Islamic countries, or Arctic Siberia, or areas where Buddhism is spreading in Eastern Siberia, in Buryatia, Kalmykia, and other provinces.
Funding is needed for 50,000 boxes. $100 will touch four families. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Ever wondered about the church's responsibility to the least of these? We've got the book for you. It's Your Mission by Dr. Jim Dennison, a free missions resource from Buckner International. It'll help you answer the question, am I fulfilling my mission? Get It's Your Mission by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. Now, if you missed it, here it is again, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.